Barhead, the Grizzly Trail Fire and Rescue Association will be able to use the baseball diamonds free of charge to host a fundraising slow-pitch softball tournament on the June 20-22 weekend. Town of Barhead councillors approved the request from the association, which asked the municipality to waive the rental fee for the two largest diamonds during their May 27 meeting. Corporate Services Director Jennifer Manti said the rental would amount to roughly $200. The association is the nonprofit arm of the fire department. It was formed in 1989 to fundraise for the purchase or subsidization of equipment or training that municipalities otherwise couldn't afford. In recent years, the association has purchased the Lucas CPR, a chest compression machine, and a LifePak 15 defibrillator. Count. Don Smith said he supported the request. The association has raised tens of thousands for the community, and to be able to help them raise even more, there is no other decision to make, he said. Mante later noted that the municipality would not actually waive the rental fee but instead provide a grant equal to the rental amount. The grant would come from the town's Grants to Community Organizations Fund. The $12,500 fund currently sits at about $9,000. Councillors also approved a similar request from the Barhead Flying Club president, Wade Evans, who asked the municipality via email to provide 25 tables and 150 chairs for their annual fly, drive-in breakfast at the Johnson Industrial Airport on June 1. Historically, he said the town's recreation department has provided the items to the club at no charge. Mante noted that the rental fee for the items, including delivery and pickup, would be $825, excluding GST, reiterating that if the council granted the request, they wouldn't waive the fee but would provide a grant in lieu. Smith said that he had no problem with the request, except that granting it would go against the town's policy. He added that several years ago, the municipality changed its policy, stating they were not in the table and chair rental business. And while policy allows the items to be available for public use but only at the municipality's facilities, Mayor McKenzie agreed, noting the Flying Club had not hosted the event since 2018 and likely did not realize the town had since changed its policy. However, he said, the council could still grant the request, as the airport is a joint municipal facility operated with the County of Barhead. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.